Al-Bayan Radio presents Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah, presented by Nidal Ayyubi.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to our series, Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah. Today we have reached the 21st of Shawwal, and our topic is glorifying and thanking Allah daily. My dear brothers and sisters, sometimes when a Muslim looks at the number 100, he finds it to be a large number, and that the action of mentioning Allah 100 times in a specific way takes a long time. Consequently, he becomes lazy to practice such actions of worship that requires counting a large number. But the reality, my dear brothers and sisters, is not so. The Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is very easy to practice. Take for example the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Subhanallahi wa bihamdih, that he used to say every day 100 times. Such a dhikr, my dear brothers and sisters, takes around 2.5 minutes to 3 minutes. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, what might help us become consistent to do such an easy deed is to know how much reward we get from doing it. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, من قال سبحان الله وبحمدي في يوم مئة مرة حطت خطاياه وإن كانت مثل زبد البحر. Whoever says سبحان الله وبحمدي, how perfect is Allah and I praise Him, 100 times a day, all of his sins will be forgiven, even if they were as much as the foam of the sea. And this hadith is found in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim. My dear brothers and sisters, here we find that complete forgiveness for a tremendous number of sins. If you wish to achieve great rewards and success, you should say the above dhikr 100 times in the morning and 100 times in the evening. Abu Huraira narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, من قال حين يصبح وحين يمسي سبحان الله وبحمده مئة مرة لم يأتي أحد يوم القيامة بأفضل مما جاء به إلا أحد قال مثل ما قال أو زاد عليه. Whoever recites in the morning and in the evening Subhanallah wa bihamdih 100 times, he would not be surpassed on the day of resurrection by anyone with better deeds except by one who says these words or says more than these words. This hadith is found in Sahih Muslim and others. So my dear brothers and sisters, let us not miss out on glorifying and thanking Allah daily and achieving this great reward. And finally, we leave you with the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if you obey him, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will be rightly guided. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.